Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Sioux Falls Mayor Mike Huether passes the keys to City Hall to Mayor-elect Paul Tenhanken this week. As we look back at how the city has changed over Mayor Huether's tenure, we look to the Denny Sanford Premier Center, the Midco Aquatic Center, and much more. Today, we explore the legacy of Mayor Huether as we also glance ahead to what's next for South Dakota's largest city. Mayor Huether joins us on the phone now from Sioux Falls. Mayor Mike, welcome to the program.
I'm thrilled to be here. It's a struggle, you know. I'm trying to hold on to those memories that you just talked about, but at the same time, really excited about the future too. So, but thank you for this.
Yeah, the list could go on for a while, and hopefully, we'll hit some of those high points.
Thank
but
you
probably were in a meeting or something. But earlier today on South Dakota Public Broadcasting, the show On Point was on, and a caller from Sioux Falls called in. They were talking about towns across America, and he worked for one of the hospital organizations here, and he called to talk about how great the city was, mentioned the arena, and how things were growing, and was pretty excited. So. You see that a lot, don't you, as you see, you know, national organizations kind of noticing that Sioux Falls is on a map. Do you feel partly responsible for putting it there?
Well, we certainly are receiving national accolades, and it has been going on really for quite some time. I'll never forget when CNN... they had selected Sioux Falls as one of five cities across America that they wanted to utilize as an example of you know, progress and being positive and making good things happen. And they were trying to spread that word across the country. And I was you know, real pleased to be part of that, and certainly have been pleased to be part of that over the last 8 years. It's been one heck of a team effort. But yeah, everything that we put our minds to over the last 8 years, we got it accomplished and more.
Did you start out those 8 years with some sort of metric that you were going to measure yourself on, or did you just dive in, you know, day by day with, you know, foundational principles for where you were going to take the city as a mayor?
Well, my metrics really incorporated a number of things, and that is, first of all, you know, I've had my life's journey. I've had some challenges in my life that I think prepared me for a role like this. And so I wanted to use my faith and my family, my foundation from life up to the point where I became the mayor. And then, yes, I spent, 25 years in corporate America, and I wanted to bring business acumen to government. And in fact, you know, I've received some scrutiny, but I have tried to run business, government like a business. And so, you know, ultimately, I'm a pretty driven person. I learned that in not only my personal life, but also my professional life. And there were a number of things that I wanted to help Sioux Falls accomplish. I wanted to get things done in government. And again, we've tackled a lot of stuff here, and really feel good about leaving the city better than the way that we found it.
Was it challenging to convince people to sort of see your vision for individual things or for the city as a whole, and how do you sort of approach that challenge?
Well, I think that we've got plenty of examples across South Dakota and America where, you know, people are elected to serve, and then they just, you know, don't do much. They maintain the status quo, and they don't really dive into the challenges or the opportunities that you have as a city or county, a state, or as a country. I definitely informed the potential voters at the time. I said, hey, if you elect me, I will follow through to tackle some of these long-awaited goals that we had. I mean, my goodness, we started talking about building a new event center in the 1980s. We started talking about actually building an indoor pool in the 1960s. The last time we built a place for our citizens to be served and our employees to work productively was in the 1930s. We actually tackled pension reform, something that, you know, really folks all across America just don't want to do. And so, yeah, when you tackle things, when you make a difference, when you challenge the status quo. It is going to be challenging, but oh, it is so worth it in the end. And I just couldn't be prouder of the folks that I've worked with, the people that have been in the arena with me. And yes, I'm so proud of the people of Sioux Falls in South Dakota that have, you know, cheered me on and lifted me up and helped me along the way.
You mentioned some scrutiny, and there have been dramatic moments between you and the press, between you and city council members. How did you handle those moments at the time, and would you do anything differently?
Well, I think that for the most part, I've really enjoyed my relationship with the press. I've enjoyed my relationship with, you know, my peers on the council and things like that. But there are going to be times when you are going to have to agree to disagree. And the way I've handled it is I've tried to be positive. I've tried to be professional. I've tried to be productive. And I think that that's a good recipe for anybody. And that is, you know, you don't dwell on the negative. You don't surround yourself with negative people. You focus more on the folks that are actually, you know, in the fight with you, trying to make good things happen. And ultimately, I think if you do that, and that's exactly what we've done, you're going to have a successful record. And again, I everything that we've tackled, we've got accomplished. Now, sometimes you had 8 votes. Sometimes you had 5. Sometimes there was a 4-4 tie, and this Huther guy had to break the tie. And yeah, there were even a couple of times where I actually vetoed something, and I had 3 city councilors who helped me uphold that veto, and we still move Sioux Falls forward. Again, my style is I was elected to lead. I was elected to help get things done in government, and I was elected to really focus on the city as a whole, and that's what we've done. But realize there are special interest groups out there. There are folks who, you know, have a differing opinion, and I respect that. But ultimately, in the end, you know, we tackle the issue. We conquer the opportunity, and then we move on to the next one, and that's what we've done for 8 years here.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Mike Huther, mayor of Sioux Falls, and I'm wondering, I want to ask about what's next for you as you leave the mayor's office, but first, what's next for Sioux Falls? What do you wish for the city moving forward? What's the work that you think, you know, if you had another 4 years, you would be tackling next?
Well, first of all, I'd love to have another 4 years. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, but I am a term limits guy. I get it, and in fact, my beautiful bride Cindy, the First Lady of Sioux Falls, you know, we were talking just a while back, and she said, you know, Mike, she goes, wouldn't it be great if all jobs had term limits? And I went, honey, I go, wow, that's really powerful. And I think that's really good perspective, because, you know, what it does is it allows you to go capture more opportunities, learn new things, make some mistakes that'll make you stronger, meet new people, just, you know, relish in the memories of doing something new. So I would have loved 4 more years. The city is in just rock solid shape. Our foundation is rock solid. And, you know, I do think that we'll break our construction record for a 6th straight year. Financially, we're rock solid. Our piggy bank is full. We actually have a lower debt level per citizen than we had in 2010. And that includes, you know, investing in a $117 million event center and indoor pool and so much more. So, yeah, we're in rock solid shape, but you know there are challenges. We are growing 5,000 people a year. There's all kinds of wants and needs that people have. You know, sales tax revenue and property tax revenue. We're very reliant on that here in Sioux Falls in South Dakota, and again, we don't have a spending problem in South Dakota and Sioux Falls. We have a revenue challenge. And so, you know, balancing that, and then, yeah, you throw in things like meth and the challenges that provides. And now, just out of the, you know, here we are now with an emerald ash borer. And those are those things that, you know, you just never know what's going to happen next, whether it be a sanitary sewer line collapse or an ice storm or 14 and a half inches of snow and we're supposed to be, you know, mowing our lawns. You just never know what's going to happen. But that's why I'm going to miss this dang gig so much. I've just loved it, especially the most challenging times, you know, in the role.
What do you think is the impact of the health of Sioux Falls for the rest of the state? You have a statewide audience here with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Why does it matter?
Well, I've tried to be not only the biggest cheerleader for Sioux Falls, and I don't want to, you know, denigrate our great governor, Governor Dugard, either, but I've also tried to be one of the biggest cheerleaders for South Dakota. You know, there was perspective 8 years ago, you know, that it was Sioux Falls against South Dakota or South Dakota against Sioux Falls. And I've done everything in my power to bust that impression. Because here's the reality. When Sioux Falls does well, South Dakota does so much better. And when South Dakota does well, Sioux Falls does so much better. I mean, I've tried to be the biggest cheerleader for agriculture. You know, I'm part of the ag cheer team that we developed back in 2010. I've tried to educate the city slickers of Sioux Falls just how important these small towns, these farmers, these ranchers, how important they are to the city slickers and the city of Sioux Falls. And at the same time, I've tried to let people across South Dakota know that, hey, we're in this together. This should never be an East River, West River thing. Should not be a big city versus small town thing. And no way should it be a Sioux Falls versus, you know, a South Dakota thing, because we are all in this together. We love our state. We love our towns. And yet, I think that over the last 8 years, we've proven that, you know, hey, we're investing in some things here in Sioux Falls, and all of South Dakota, all of this region is just, you know, loving it. And hey, I'll just flat out, I'm cheering for Rapid City right now in terms of them getting their new events center. I'm one of Mayor Steve Allender's biggest fans, his biggest supporters, and I know how hard that beast is trying to get you know, your citizens to rally around in a very, very expensive investment. But I'm cheering him on, and he knows, and the people of Rapid City know, along with any 66 counties or any town and city in Sioux Falls and South Dakota, if you need me, Mayor Mike will be there for you.
Why take the risk in Rapid City for the people who are opposed to the arena? Mayor Allender has been on this program really talking about why he thinks that it's needed and it's a smart investment for the city. But what's your message to those who say, like, you know, we're just not really sure this is going to, you know, pay for itself, and it, there's a lot on the line here?
You bet. Well, let me take you back, listeners. Let me take you back to 2009 or so. You know, when I was running for mayor, I heard over and over again from the people all across South Dakota, the people all across Sioux Falls, boy, wouldn't it be nice if we created an environment where these people that were graduating from high school, these people that were graduating from college, wouldn't it be nice if we actually created an environment where instead of them going to, you know, Austin, Texas, or Chicago, Illinois, or Minneapolis, Minnesota, or you name it, wouldn't it be nice if we created an environment where they would want to stay? And then better yet, wouldn't it be nice if we created an environment where all these people that have left our great state or left our great city, wouldn't it be great if they'd want to move back home? Well, now it's 2018, and we've done that. We've got, I think, the highest quality of life in all of America, and that includes even with snowstorms. We've made these quality of life investments. We have created an economic development juggernaut where you've got now 91% of the people that live in the city of Sioux Falls, they believe that we've got a good or a great place to live. 89% think that we've got a good or a great place to raise our families, and 88% think we've got a good or a great quality of life. I mean, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Rapid City, small town, big town, we have to invest in things that will get people to stay in our towns, to work in our towns, to move businesses to our towns. And so, yeah, that investment in Rapid City, it will pay dividends for generations to come. And yeah, I mean, right now in Sioux Falls, we've got the 44th busiest event center in America, the 84th busiest in the world. And not only has it impacted quality of life, but it's just created just a just rousing fun and memories and economic development and yeah, maybe this, it's pride. People all across South Dakota, when they come to the Premier Center, they're full of pride. And I'd like the same thing to happen for the people of Rapid City too.
Before we let you go, I do want to ask you about what's next for you. Transition is this week, as I understand it, and then what?
Well, transition's been for a couple of weeks. I really want to do it well for, you know, the mayor-elect. I love this city. I put my heart and soul into it for 9 years, because I spent a year campaigning to try to earn the honor. I love this city, and I love this state, and so I want it to go well. And so, yeah, I'm here for the mayor-elect and anything that he needs. And let me just flat out, I thank you for asking me about, you know, Mayor Mike and the My Man Mike guy and yeah, First Lady Cindy and my family and what our plans are. I love what I'm doing. I'm going to miss it. I certainly would love to serve the people again. You know, if they're willing, I'll be here for them. God willing, you know, on life's journey, I'll be here for you know, the folks that want me to serve. But again, life is evolving. I take every single day that God gives me, and I try to make the most of it. And what I've learned over the years is that you can't control it as much as you think. And so right now, you know, we're going to take a small respite, take a break, kind of reflect a little bit, refresh, re-energize, and celebrate, thank a ton of people that have helped me. And then, yes, there's some personal things I want to tackle. I got 42 things on my magic list I want to do before God takes me. I've got some professional things I'd like to do on a part-time basis. And then, yeah, who knows, Sioux Falls in South Dakota, you know, you may see some My Man Mike signs and My Man Mike buttons out there again. But again, we'll let all of you decide if you think that's the right thing to do. I just love this public service gig. It's a dream come true that I've had since the sixth grade at Yankton Middle School. And it was more than I could have ever imagined. And I'm going to miss it, but I'm blessed by it today. Thank you for the memories. Public radio, I've always loved engaging you good folks, because you are positive, you are productive, you are trying to make a difference, you are trying to inform and engage and find common ground. And that's exactly what government is supposed to do, and that's exactly what the public wants us to do. And I'm just thrilled. We got stuff done in government. We did it. And we did it in Sioux Falls, and we can do it across South Dakota, and we can do it across America. So more fun to come, God willing.
Mayor Mike Huether, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you next time.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much for engaging me, and make it a great day.